And we are joined by the new manager of the Hartford Yard Goats, Warren Schaefer. And Warren, when you first of all got the news that you were going to be the manager of the Yard Goats, what went through your mind?
Brand new ballpark, unbelievable fan base. Just excited to be here. I can't wait to start the season.
Now, you had managed at Asheville. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, man, Asheville's great. I mean, it's an old ballpark, 100 years old. It's, you know, it's great managing an A-ball with the young players. They're all excited to be there. They're all ready to go. Great town, great front office. I mean, it's we're going to live there in the off season. We love it so much. You know, it's become home for the past 3 years. We love it there.
Now, I know you talked to the media about this at the news conference. What was your impression when you walked into this ballpark and saw Dunkin' Donuts Park for the first time?
I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it exceeds all expectations. I mean, it just brings a smile to your face. You know, you walk up on the deck and you look out and you see all the stands and everything's brand new, a huge jumbotron, you know, city in the background. It's perfect. It's great.
Now, you're from Pittsburgh, right?
That's right, yeah.
Born and raised.
Did you go to Pirates games?
All the time, yeah.
Talk a bit about that.
Well, you know, you anybody that's raised in Pittsburgh, you pretty much bleed black and gold, you know, your whole life. And going to the Pirates games growing up, I mean, it's what you always wanted to do. Every kid in Pittsburgh does that, and every kid wants to do it growing up, you know, whether it's that or the Penguin game or the Steeler game. I mean, every kid wants to be a part of that. So it's, you know, it's really cool to play in a place like this, which is kind of, you know, it rivals, you know.
At one point when you were playing professionally, at what point did you say, you know, I'd like to be a manager?
You know, I guess once I started being a hitting coach after that, you know, I kind of felt like managing would be more of my calling in terms of, you know, the way I just my personality, the way it's set up. So, you know, I guess for about the past 5 or 6 years I've been thinking about it.
We always hear that AA is really the dividing point between making it to the next level. So that said, how will you manage, what will some of the differences be between managing at the A-ball level and the AA level?
Well, it just, you know, the players are older, so it's a different dynamic there. I mean, you got guys that are ready for the big leagues. You know, in A-ball, you have nobody that's ready for the big leagues. So, you know, you got guys that are ready, so you just got to kind of fine-tune things for them. You know, get them extra ready. You know, if there's one thing that they got to get right, you better get it right because they might be called up any day. You know, that's the number one thing. I mean, in-game stuff is, you know, the pitcher's hit. So, you know, you got double switches to deal with, you got pinch hitting to deal with, you got pinch running to deal with, you know, you got a whole game to manage, which is different than A-ball, which everybody plays with the DH in A-ball. So I'm really looking forward to that. You know, I love playing chess. It's like a huge chess game, you know, so it's I'm really looking forward to that.
Who's been an influence on you as far as your managerial career is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of guys in the Rockies organization that have helped me along the way. You know, Jerry Weinstein was here last year. He's a big influence on me. I mean, just the way he works. Dwayne Espy's a big league hitting coach right now. He's been a huge influence on me. Marv Foley, who is our supervisor in Asheville, he's been fantastic for me. I've learned so much from all these guys. Ron Gideon. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on. You know, all my peers. I try to learn from all my peers.
Have you talked to Jerry since you got this job?
Yeah, I just talked to him yesterday. He's in, where's he at? He's in Brussels, I think. He's somewhere in Europe, you know, as you would expect. But, yeah, he's excited for me. He's giving me all good news. You know, everything. He says my kids are going to love it here. And you know, I can't wait.
Final question before we let you go. Just explain to our fans and our audience some of the managerial style of you. Do you like to run? Does it depend on the talent that you have? Talk a bit about your managerial style.
Yeah, I mean, both of those things, really. I mean, I always like to play to the strength of the player. I mean, really, that's the name of the game for me. I mean, if a guy can run, you got to let him run. But overall, I like to run. I like to play fast. Excuse me. I like to throw strikes. You know, I like to play good D. I mean, just the same as any other coach, really, I guess. But I like to play a tick faster, no doubt about it.
Thanks for joining us, and welcome to Hartford.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.